Hey guys, you're listening to the Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough
and discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. This week's episode of Enough is all about enough of complaining. And guys, if I'm being really honest, it's funny. The thing that we want to talk about usually is the thing that I am struggling with in the moment.
Funny,
mine is, oh my goodness gracious. And of course, mine is over silly little things. I think Jen said, no, you didn't say last week that you cut your finger.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Well, this morning is my turn. I cut my finger, and there's a bunch of little things that have got me feeling all some kind of way. And I'm realizing that all these things that are going on in my heart, I feel so deeply that I have every right to be complaining and angry and frustrated and to just basically throw myself a gigantic pity party. Am I the only one?
It's usually not just the one little thing, you know, like it's not just the cut finger. It's usually like a huge, for me, it was like a week long of a bunch of little things, you know, like spilling water and getting them all of your books wet and I don't know, stubbing your toe and whatever it is. It's usually a ton of things, but it's usually starting with something that might not be a huge deal, maybe like a relationship, kind of like something really small that just kind of got a little bit under your skin that didn't get resolved. And then it's all these little things that happen after that, that continue to just fester. And before long you blow up because all these little things have finally, and usually for me, it's like the cut finger or something that finally just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Absolutely. I mean, that is what is happening with me right now. So let's kind of start with the basics. What is complaining? Where does complaining come from? If you get super basic, complaining, it stems from unmet expectations. Mm-hmm. Applying it to myself, I did not expect to cut my finger and to have my little pinky be in pain today. And I'm frustrated that my pinky is sliced and in pain. And every time I go to use my pinky, I'm aware that it is cut. So that could apply to relationships. You had an expectation in a relationship of behavior, and that behavior didn't line up with what is good and right and just in your expectation.
Yeah. I mean, it could be something extremely serious. It could be that somebody walked out on you. It could be that your child is away from the Lord right now. It could be a sickness that you just got diagnosed with. I mean, Courtney and I've been there. We understand that pain. And to be honest with you, you feel like you have every right to complain in those situations because look, seriously, honestly, those just suck.
Yeah.
But Courtney and I want to give you a way out of that and to give you a battle plan to be able to overcome the complaining. Because honestly, when you're sitting in your complaining, are you truly happy?
I mean, causes you more pain.
Yeah.
And I am speaking from my own personal experience. I never expected in my life to be diagnosed with an incurable autoimmune disease that I will have to live with for the rest of my life, unless by the grace of God, there is a miracle. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I really, truly believe that that is possible. But even if that is not his plan for me, if I choose to sit in the complaining and be angry that my body is not what I think it should be, I will be living in constant pain and anger and frustration.
Yeah.
So what do you do? How do you climb out of that when you feel like you have every right to be angry and be upset and to complain? Yeah. It is your God-given right, air quotes, to complain at this moment. Is it? And is there ever an appropriate time that you should complain? And should you do it forever? Is there a way to make it stop? What do you do? That is the deep, deep question we are addressing today.
Well, for me personally, I was in the middle of depression. I know we've talked about this before, but I got into my Bible one day and opened it to Job. And my Bible is such that it has devotionals in the middle of different passages. And this one jumped out at me because of the title. And I can't remember the title at the moment. But it was talking about Job. And it was talking about the conversation between God and Job. And what I read just hit me in a completely different way, because I'd obviously never been through cancer before. I hadn't been reading Job currently, and I hadn't read it since I'd been diagnosed with cancer. So it's kind of funny how you can read something all your life and have one view of it, but then you walk through something completely different, and then you go back and reread it, and suddenly you see it in a completely different light. So this is the first time that I had read Job after my cancer diagnosis. And it just hit me in such a huge way. And the part that I came in on was Job 38, where God starts talking to Job and saying, where were you when I formed the earth? Where were you when I was separating the waters from the land? And it goes on for two chapters saying, where were you in the middle of all of this, of all of my holiness and all of my power? Where were you? And it reminded me of just how powerful and how holy our God is. And it puts everything back into perspective of what's important. We think so many times that everything revolves around us and our expectations and what we want to go right. And honestly, that is not why we are here on this earth. We are here to worship. We are here to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our whole purpose, the Lord of our lives.
Our whole purpose for existence is not to be served by God, but to serve God.
Yes.
And it's so crazy how sin nature feels so natural, mm-hmm. how it feels so right to complain about our lives and our situation. And if anybody had a right to complain, it was Job. I mean, the poor man. Mm-hmm. If you haven't read Job and you need a good cry and you like a really good melancholy, sad story, go read Job. I know it's 40 chapters plus, but seriously, go read it. The poor man, he lost his whole family. He lost all his vast wealth. He was a very wealthy man. He lost everything within the span of a painfully short period of time. He lost all of his children. He lost all of his vast herds. Job lost everything in a very short period of time. And guess what? It wasn't his fault either. He didn't do anything to deserve that. It was at the bidding of the devil that he lost everything. Mm-hmm. So if anyone had any right ever to complain, it was Job.
Yep.
And poor man, he sat in a pile of ashes, tore his clothes, and cried for a long time. His friends came around him to console him and to be with him and try and give advice and comfort. And God basically kind of put Job in his place a little bit, said, where were you when I was creating the heavens and the earth? Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, it stings. It stung me the first time I heard it, because it stung so deeply in a way that, I mean, literally, when you're sitting in your pity party and you just want to think all about yourself and you just want to feel sorry for yourself, and then you remember just who God is. Wow. It talk about humbling.
It's also incredibly comforting.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have time to go into it in this episode, but there, the Bible says a lot about those who suffer. And if you have suffered, know that God sees you, he loves you, and mm-hmm. he wants what's best for you, even in the midst of your suffering. So we may have to have a whole nother episode talking about enough of suffering, but this episode is enough of complaining. So
Courtney and I say this a lot, where when you go through something, the way to overcome is to take that thought captive, turn your eyes over to Jesus, and then remember who he is.
And you cannot have gratitude and complaining coming out of the same mouth, out of the same heart at the same time.
The way to do that is to worship. The way to do that is to praise Jesus and to think about who God is and his holiness. I love this verse in Isaiah 6, verse 5. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. With it, he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. I feel like that goes right in line with when you turn your eyes off of yourself and you put your eyes on Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, our King. He can heal you. He can overcome. And you can't have that complaining coming out of your mouth at the same time of remembering who our Heavenly Father is.
So let's talk about a practical approach to a situation where complaining begins to happen. For me, that would be me being angry and frustrated about my finger being cut. Something that is very simple and very easy for me to do, and as churchy as it sounds, I can literally say, thank you, God, that you've given my body the ability to heal itself and to heal this cut. I'm not going to have to live with this cut forever because of the miracle of my body being able to heal itself. Like, that is amazing. That mm-hmm. is super cool. And what that does for me in the moment, every time I try and like wash my hands or squeeze a lemon and it hurts, it keeps me from being stuck in a loop of being angry and frustrated. Who wants to live their life angry and frustrated? Mm-hmm. I don't. I want to live my life with joy.
Or if you're in the middle of a broken relationship, you can thank God that he will never leave you or forsake you. He will always be there for you. And he is insanely in love with you and adores you.
He really does. He created you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. And yes, it will take faith on your part to believe that in those hard moments. Mm-hmm. And it's in those moments where your faith is being stretched that you grow and become stronger. Guys, we know that this is a really hard subject. It's really tough to talk about. I understand exactly what it feels like to feel like you have every right to be angry and to complain. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know every situation and I haven't been through everything. So I don't know if there is an instance wherein you are fully justified by God to complain, but I do know what complaining does to me. And in my heart, I have seen what complaining does in people's lives around me and how I personally have never seen anything good come from focusing on and living in complaining. Mm-hmm. So I know the answer tends to be the same in every podcast, just applied a little bit differently. But if you go 1, 2, 3, eyes on me, eyes on Jesus.
Guys, we have felt the freedom, both Courtney and I, when you take your, whatever it is that you're going, is going on inside of your heart that's causing that complaining. But when you shift your focus over to our Savior, the Lord of all, Courtney and I have felt that freedom. And we just want you to be able to feel that freedom as well. So if you would like to reach out to us?
We would love to chat with you. And you can chat with us over on Enough Pod over on Instagram.
Or enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
And remember, when the going gets tough and you really feel like complaining about it and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember, you are enough because our Jesus is enough.